You're listening to SBS News.
For Rob Sturrock, taking paid parental leave has put things into perspective.
I think the first thing that really came home to me was just how precious and fleeting these young years are. You know, I'm in my late 30s. I'm probably going to be working for another 40 years. I've got plenty of time to forge a career, be at an office, be engaged with colleagues. I've only got, in reality, a few precious moments with kids while they're young.
Like most families, they had to make choices about juggling caring duties and careers. But unlike most families in Australia, they've shared parental leave equally.
It started for my wife and I in that we consider ourselves equal partners, or equal partners in our relationship. We want an equal home, and we respect our careers equally. And we both wanted to share the caring as equally as we could as well.
In Australia, the primary carer is entitled to 18 weeks of taxpayer-funded leave, capped at the minimum wage. There's also a supplementary partner's leave of 2 weeks. Employers can offer extra leave, but not all do. Australia's paid parental leave scheme falls below the average in other OECD countries. One of the more generous schemes is in Iceland, where both parents get 3 months each, and there's an additional 3 months which can be divided as parents choose. Researcher from the University of Iceland, Asdis Arnold, says since the scheme's introduction in 2000, the change has been groundbreaking.
What we've seen from our experience from Iceland is that when we implemented this quota for fathers, this 3 months, that their participation in care of their children has steadily grown.
Australian researchers believe whilst the Icelandic scheme is ambitious, it's time for a rethink in Australia. Professor Lyndall Strasdens from the Australian National University.
We could do, no pun intended, some baby steps with paid parental leave and tweak the system we've got now. That's good. Good for parents. But I think we need to be a bit more adventurous to think, what do we really want to help achieve here? We can achieve better outcomes for children, better outcomes for gender equality, and probably better outcomes for workplaces if we were to really enable dads to take the leave they want to take.
It's estimated just 2% of fathers currently take paid government leave as the main caregiver in Australia. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.